7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 10:16 p.m. That does not sound right, because that is not right. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that's the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, and once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have information for you. I guess the first bit of information that you need to know is that my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. The second bit of information you need to know is that I've got a big teapot right here full of tea, and I'm pouring some right now. Yeah. I'm very excited about this because this is the first tea that I've had today. Here we go. Oh my God, it's delicious. It's absolutely the best thing ever. What am I drinking? I'm still drinking the Jade Jaguanyin, the last of it from the last 2 days. Once I make it through this teapot, which is not even all the way full, I will switch to something else. What am I going to switch over to? I don't know. Da Hong Pao, maybe? Maybe Jinjin Mei. Haven't had any Jinjin Mei in at least a week. So that could happen. Oh, yeah, baby. I like tea. It's good. And I need it because, boy, I sort of had another weird night. I don't know what's going on with me, but my sleeping schedule is really messed up. I sleep short one night, then I sleep medium the next night, then I sleep long the next night. Then I sleep short, then medium, then long. And this is one of those weird long days. I went to bed a little bit early. Well, maybe not all that much. I did sort of lay around on the floor, so I probably fell asleep by 3:30. And then I got up at noon. Yeah. What the hell? So this is not turning out to be a very productive day. Not for me. But that's okay, because I'm thinking about doing some laundry later. Once this is over, once I get done with Dubious Goals Committee here, I think I'll throw in a couple loads of laundry and then maybe cook some food. I had yummy, delicious food yesterday. I finally got my food prepped. I finally got my steaks all cut up. I cut them up into 4 servings. I ate one yesterday with yummy rice. And I'm sort of working on this new recipe. And I had good food yesterday, but it wasn't great. So I know what I need to do to ramp this recipe up into the great zone. I'm looking forward to that. And now my eye really itches for some reason. It's really bothering me. Anyway, what are we doing? Oh, well, I hear a yangy cat outside the door. We guess we better go see what that's all about. Okay, so I open the door. Oh, she's not sitting right here. Is she up on the stairs?
Hi, baby yamlers. What you doing? Not much. What do you feel like doing? Oh, you want to drink some water? That sounds like a good idea. Okay. Let's be thirsty cats. Yes, so thirsty. You're a good baby.
Okay, thirsty cat is jogging into the kitchen, over to the kitty water cup, where I have strategically placed the kitty water jug Okay, now I pick up the jug. I'm going to pour it. Look at this, Peppa. You're not even looking. Oh, look at that water. It went into the kitty cup. It's so good for babies. Get it. Drink the water. Now she has to walk around to the other side of the kitty cup because, oh, it looks a little bit better from this side. Oh, yes. In fact, it looks so good on this side that we're actually drinking the water. Let's zoom in for a close-up. That's the sound of my cat drinking water. Pretty damn exciting. You know, while we're up here, let's get a temperature check. Oh, it's kind of looks nice outside. It is above freezing. That's strange because when I woke up this morning, and last night I was cold. Well, maybe it was cold last night. Yeah, and we're basically at minimum indoors. I almost turned the heat up yesterday. I can still turn the heat up 2 more degrees. I haven't done it yet, just, you know, to be economical, woo, I'm gonna bing, zang. All right, so what are we doing? And probably the first thing we need to do is find that round tray of hamburgers.
Oh, Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron, hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, Blender. Tasty. I think I need some more tea before we get anywhere else. I gotta tell you something. I did something kind of funny last night. Good tea. So my cat was being bad kitty last night, doing bad kitty business. Can't have that. And I thought to myself, if there was only some way I could freak her out enough that she wouldn't... blah, blah, this, that, the other thing, nah. So that plan was to cut a reed. What are you talking about, Tobe? I don't know how I got... Yeah, I do know how I got onto this. Last night I was sort of thinking about, what weird musical instrument have I not built? What do I need to build that I've always wanted to build? And I've always wanted to build some kind of reed instrument or double reed instrument or a horn, a diaphragm horn. Something that buzzes. And I started thinking about that last night, and I started thinking about diaphragm horns, and I was like, oh, I saw a guy do it with a piece of bamboo and a shopping bag, and I was like, eh. Then I remembered straws and double reeds and stuff, and so I went upstairs, and I grabbed a plastic drinking straw. And yes, I know plastic drinking straws are the great Satan these days, and everybody, oh, plastic drinking straws are why we don't have flying cars. And so you can't get on my case because I don't use the straws to drink from. I use the straws in my model making endeavors. And so I have this pack of straws. I ran up to the kitchen, I grabbed one, I cut it to a length of, oh, I don't know, it's about 8-9 centimeters. And I trimmed the ends and I did the magic thing to make a reed. And I had it going last night and it was driving my cat crazy. And I thought, okay, this is my new tool. This is my new tool to disarm my cat. And the reason this works so well is it's a sound that my cat has never seen before, or heard before. You should have seen her. It was crazy. I was blown it. She couldn't figure out where the sound was coming from. She was looking around the room, looking for some giant bug or something. It was hilarious. She looked right at me and couldn't tell that I was the one making the sound. What was the sound? Well, it sounded something like this. Let's see if I can do it. Yeah, that's annoying as hell, isn't it? Yes, my cat thinks so too. My cat was so mad she was running around, I couldn't figure out what she was going to do, but she didn't attack me or any of my expensive synthesizer cables, so I consider it a success. And when it comes to success, nothing tops the Autonomous Commie Republic. Let's go there now.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Yeah, That's what we need from time to time. We need some cream with strange brew. That's a serious groove. I had to do a little dance there. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. Yeah, and look at all these comments coming up in comments. Oh, Tobe, you can't dance. You can't dance. Well, I beg to differ.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch at your buns. Punch at your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Ha, and that's the evidence, the proof that you needed. You are advised to never doubt me again. The road back to trust, true mutual trust, is a long one. That is a long road. Maybe we should take a taxi.
Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need to find this girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
Yes, classic. That was The Specials with their version of Monkey Man. Monkey Man was originally a song by Toots and the Maytals. We've featured that on the Dubious Goals Committee a few times because we always wonder, what does a monkey man like to eat? Nobody knows. Is it a round tray of hamburgers?
No.
Oh, I see.
Banana.
Yeah, I guess the monkey man probably likes a good banana.
Banana.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now let's get serious.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch at your buns. Punch at your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
The moral of this story being, Do not be an evil witch. We gotta keep this serious, and nothing says serious like Sig Sig Sputnik and their hit song, Sex Bomb Boogie. Remember those days back when musicianship didn't matter and all you had to do was put on a show. Oh, those days are coming back, don't get me wrong. But that doesn't mean I want to do it now. And right now I'm just thinking, what's the antithesis of Sig Sig Sputnik? What might erase the Sputnik from our brains? I don't know. It's got to be something old. Something kind of weird. Maybe Steve Miller Band? Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm not sure what just got into me. Why did we have to do Steve Miller to undo the Sputnik? Now, I realize it doesn't make a lot of sense, but you're listening to what? Yeah, that's right, the Dubious Goals Committee. It doesn't make any sense. It's just whimsical.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy
mess you made. Digital media fails. This is not whimsical. This
mess
is
you made.
Just crappy.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409. See, I try to put these whimsical radio shows together, but then 1981 mom walks in and says,
"Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?"
Oh, we're just suffering from digital media failure, Mom. Story of my life. All I want to do is put together a whimsical goals committee. And what do I get? Oh my God. I get Banana Cha-Cha. I get Kirk Cameron. I get Belinda. Well, we do like Belinda. I guess we can't really complain about Belinda all that much. I don't know. I could probably think of some things to complain of if I really wanted to. My leg doesn't really hurt all that bad today, so I can't really complain about that. And I've got some great food ready for lunch. Can't wait to stir fry up some steak, some shallots, ginger, garlic, and some green peppers, and some other yumminess. And then I will put in the sauce. A little dark soy sauce, a little light soy sauce, a little oyster sauce, a little shashing, some other secret ingredients that I won't mention because this is not a cooking show. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, every day without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited to eat lunch. Maybe watch some anime. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.